In the news update for August the 16th, 2022, on this Tuesday early morning edition, part three. Let's continue on with the rest of the war room. Then we'll get into hour number one of the Alex Jones Show and go and start with hour number two. Here we go, folks. Our podcast name is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. That's how you find us in your favorite podcast catcher program that you go to. Let's continue on with our search for the truth and educating you about the truth, what's really going on.
Third party feel about Roe versus Wade? Should it have been overturned?
Well, I personally think that women's reproductive rights are fundamental human rights. But the Forward Party has not left or right, but forward stance on even the most divisive and contentious issues.
What does that mean? Don't you have to take a position on something? You can't just say, this is a hot button issue, so I'm not going to take a position on it. You know, if you want to run the country, you're going to have to make some hard decisions, Andrew.
Again, the Forward Party is about that common sense consensus majority view, which is very clear on abortion. It's clear
on guns. What about assault weapons?
It's clear on climate change. It's actually clear on just about every issue under the sun.
Should 18-year-olds be able to buy AR-15s?
Because of the nature of our system.
Should 18-year-olds be able to buy AR-15s?
Again, the common sense consensus majority is that there should be some rules around background checks and access to firearms. But
Now, look, obviously, Andrew Yang is wrong about his inclinations of what the common sense or the majority stand on. But that's not the point. I think that Yang actually has a genuine desire to try to stop the divide and actually bring people that are more centrist to a party that's not far left radical. And so that's what I think he's doing. But why would CNN be so harsh on Yang? Because the Democrats know if a third party comes up, it's going to crush them. Because people are leaving the Democrat Party in droves. Now, they may not want to become Republicans or conservatives, but they don't want to be far left whack jobs. But here's why the two-party system is the way it is. And there are other parties out there, but they never really exist. So let me just try to put it succinctly here as we close the show. And this it's a blanket statement. It's not fully accurate, but it's a general approach here. The Republican Party values the Republic over the democracy. The Democrat Party values democracy over the Republic, meaning Democrats want to be able to vote you into slavery or vote you into their lifestyle, whereas Republicans believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that you have self-government and you're independent. That's why it's a two-party system.
Keep it right here.
So many people over the years.
Here we go, folks. Stay tuned. Alex Jones, hour one starts.
Bram is brought to you by.
Quadruple vaccinated Lloyd Austin has COVID for the second time this year. If he catches it one more time, he'll be on pace with Joe Biden. Or did Joe Biden have it four times? Or was it?
Is he still?
This with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than.
It's Monday, August 15th, 2022. We have an extremely powerful, informative transmission lined up for you today. But I come to you, the InfoWars listeners and viewers, with the most intense, dire information, not just for the future of InfoWars, but for the future of free speech in America and across the world. If we don't have free speech, and if we don't have independent media outlets to counter the Great Reset globalist onslaught, we have very little hope. But if we can stay on air at this critical time, while the globalists are launching their major offensive, their operations will backfire on them and it will accelerate the Great Awakening and they will be defeated easily. That's why your tireless work keeping InfoWars on the air has been beyond critical. The enemies of freedom recognize InfoWars as the cultural and political and spiritual vanguard of a pro-human future and an anti-transhumanist system. Ladies and gentlemen, there was an article in Reuters that came out this morning that told us that our suspicions and the information we had was dead on about the first of three show trials that was held 2 weeks ago in Austin, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, they have now talked to the jury, and the jury has now confirmed what we knew. They were not going to give them any more money after the $5+ million judgment in the first part of actual damages, because they didn't have a formulae to decide when the judge told them that I was already guilty that they could use to decide how much money to give them. And you read what the jury had to say. They're like, well, he was already guilty. The judge said so. So they bought that incredibly dangerous precedent. But we didn't have a formula, and they didn't believe the formula that the plaintiff's lawyers gave them of $1 for every American that I told the lie that St. Hugh didn't happen to. But then when this so-called economist, Bernard Francis Pettengill Jr., who behaved and acted just like Thurston Howell from Gilligan's Island, when that guy got up there with all our financials that they said we hadn't given them, so we were defaulted, and twisted it around, they believe that I am worth $260 million. So the jury said in the Reuters article, they decided to give 10% of my net worth to each parent, Heslin and Lewis, the divorcees who lost their son. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so insane. The judge would not let us, even though we'd already given them our net worth, bring that forward. And she knew exactly what she was doing. This is judicial fraud. This is criminal, in my view. And it's outrageous, and it gets worse. We're going to lay all this out when we come back, and we're going to shift gears and all the other news. But we now have crystal clear evidence here of exactly what happened, and I'm going to go through it line by line and give you the facts. Imagine a judge knowing that someone doesn't have $2 million in cash and that their net worth is maybe $6, $7 million, and that our debts are bigger than that, so I'm actually in negative territory, to then have that information, hold it back, and let a so-called expert come in who's got our documents but twist them around. So there's our evidence, but we can't actually show you what's really in the evidence. And then let the other side get up and tell the jury that Jones isn't speaking and his lawyers aren't speaking during this phase of the trial, the last day, because they didn't give any evidence because they don't have any evidence. And then they show twisted financials we gave them. This is absolutely unprecedented. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
He is patient zero for alternative facts.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
It's Monday, August 15th, the year is 2022. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to thank you all for joining us today. I have some extremely serious news to lay out for you right now. And I want it to really sink into everybody that every major globalist media outlet, from Bloomberg to the New York Times to CNN, are openly saying that these lawsuits against InfoWars are now going to be used against Fox News, against Tucker Carlson, and against all the other conservative publications and operations that are left. They have to take out the opposition to the New World Order to succeed, because what they're doing is unpopular, it's destructive, and it is criminal. We have had a major breakthrough, and a huge development has now come out in Reuters, and it confirmed the information that we already had. We have their blueprint, we understand how the fraud works, and we're going to expose it right now. As you know, a week and a half ago, the big show trial, the first of three, ended in Austin, Texas. The judge had already said I was guilty. The same judge in a few months has me before her again with another kangaroo operation. They have a Connecticut system where I've been defaulted. It's all coordinated. She would not let us have a witness or testify the final day, unprecedented, and talk about our net worth. Instead, using our documents we gave them, but twisted, they put Bernard Francis Pettengill, a so-called economist up there, on the stand to claim that I'm worth $260 million at least. When, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at our debts and operations and my personal life, we are in the hole. We filed for bankruptcy, Free Speech Systems, and in the very near future, I am going to be publishing my actual finances to the world so that when the corporate media and the courts lie and say that I have hundreds of millions of dollars, it will be a known quantifiable fraud. I have to do this because they continue to lie and not let us show these juries this information. They tell them we're guilty, and they decide now it's time for you to decide what percentage of his net worth should be given, when they know full damn well that we are on the rocks and could easily be shut down. So here is their blueprint, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars is in the most dire straits, but so is America. They're using lawfare and the weaponized judiciary, as you're seeing with Trump and everybody else, against the people. Here's the big article from Reuters. Exclusive, inside the Alex Jones jury room, tensions, pizza, and lizard people. And it goes on to say that a large part of the jury only thought there should be $500,000 given to them, but some of the jury thought $200 million. We saw those numbers on the board, someone said. Well, I guess we're never leaving this room, because they couldn't agree. And it goes on, until we couldn't testify and they put this so-called economist up who looked right at them and said he's got $260 million. Page two, this is key. Because the judge overseeing the case had in September already found Jones liable for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress for claiming the 20 children hadn't died. So again, she found me guilty. They went along with it, said, okay, he's guilty, now tell us how much money he's got. The plaintiff's lawyers had asked for $150 million. The previous day in actual damages, they'd given $4.1 million. This was now the punishment phase. At first, some jurors were skeptical that Heslin and Lewis were entitled to any compensatory damages at all, it goes on to say. But then Pettengill rides over the hill. Jurors didn't give much credence to the parents' lawyers' request for $1 for every one of the 24% of Americans who doubted ennobling Sandy Hook. See, I got to pay for every person in some poll they admit was fake. They went on and sought $150 million. The jurors didn't buy that. Instead, they calculated off of Pettengill the damages based on their own formulas. And by the end of the afternoon, the room resembled a math classroom. A math classroom based on fake data. My net worth is less than $10 million. My debt is over $50 million. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen. So, negative. Eventually, they arrived at $4 million in compensatory. Now, here's the biggest key part. Sharon said jurors decided to award punitive damages worth 10% of Jones's net worth per parent. Jones is worth $130 million and $270 million, a plaintiff's expert testified. So I'm sorry, it's more than $270. It's $270, I said $260, I was going for memory. $270 he made up and pulled out of his rear end, and $130 million. So I'm worth $130 million, and Free Speech is worth $270 million. So now we're up there at $400 million. Okay, so $400 million. Sharon said jurors decided to award punitive damages worth 10% of Jones's net worth per parent. Jones is worth $130 million and $270 million. A plaintiff's expert testified the jurors' punitive damages verdict was $45.2 million, or 10% for each parent. $45-plus million, if you count the cash I've got in my house and all the rest of it, is, what is that, 10 times? I mean, this is incredible. The award could wind up being slashed by the judge to as little as 10%. No, that's state law, but she'll probably ignore that. Free Speech Systems filed for bankruptcy in Texas midway through the trial. A group of Sandy Hook parents, you mean the lawyers, interviewed the case and asked a judge to freeze the company's assets to prevent Jones from funneling cash to different entities. We're in federal bankruptcy, and they're calling for us to not be able to even run operations, and just whatever money's left for payroll and to buy products to just be given to them. But you'd think they'd want to get these big damages and be paid out of the money. No, they want the golden goose dead, because again, take him out. Take his bullhorn away. Take his platform. Silence him. That's what the Democratic Party and the deep state want. That's what they admit they've done. And the jury's, well, he's guilty, the judge says, and he's worth $400 million. And so we're going to give you $40-something million. all based on a lie, all based on BS, and the judge knew. And the judge let them say, the plaintiff's lawyers, to them, Mr. Jones didn't testify today, and he didn't have an expert because he knows what we're saying is true. He doesn't have any evidence. And then they twisted all these financials to show false numbers. They take 60-something million dollars over the years to buy supplements and call that money I kept and say it's a money laundering operation because it was given to a supplement company to buy product. This is the games they play, and this is who these people are. They're coming for you and your family. We're going to play a clip of them again admitting they want to chop up our corpse and feed on it cannibalistically of InfoWars in a metaphysical archetypal analogy. But first, I just want to remind you, we can fight through this bankruptcy. We can prove the real numbers. We're going to get all this reversed on appeal. We need money for the lawyers to continue fighting. We fought so long, we can't give up now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and send a strong message and buy the fundraiser book. You can buy the book for $20-something, unsigned. It's $100 signed. We need the money. I'm going to sign them all. InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and the War for the Future. It is, and the War for the World. It is so incredibly important. You can get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You can get Super Male Vitality. You can get X2. Those are 40% off.
Large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones, because there is going to be a new level of financial scrutiny.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
See, but like we say, it's the end of the beginning. And boy, are these clients happy about it. There was certainly a message sent out of this courthouse today, that's for sure.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years
old. Because we don't normally make the main focus of what we cover InfoWars, but InfoWars is at the very heart of the globalist program to silence the people of America and the world. And so I want to open the phones up today on a wide range of issues that are under the umbrella of free speech. And how do we keep the globalists from silencing the people? So when I give the number out, I'd like to hear callers' views and perspectives on what would America and the world be like if InfoWars was taken off the air and if we weren't reaching 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, sometimes 10 million people a day despite all of the intense censorship. In fact, sometimes thanks to all your support, we reach more than that. So I'm going to give the number out specifically for listeners to call in, and Owen Schroyer is about to be taking over. I'll be back doing the full show tomorrow. Asking the question, what would the world be like with InfoWars? What will the world be like if this AI merger with humans censoring people in pre-crime before they can even post online? What effect will that have, and how do we stop them? That's a giant area to discuss. We're also going to open the phones up about the persecution of Trump, the so-called nuke secrets, and where you think the deep state's going to go next. They're openly fomenting civil war. They're claiming Trump supporters are about to engage in all this terror. Trump reportedly sent the Attorney General Garland a message saying, hey, people are really mad. The temperature's high. What can I do to help lower the temperature, which Trump's been trying to do? And the media called that a veiled threat at Garland. These people are out of control. They're disconnected from reality. There's been a major political realignment. People don't want to be under their control anymore, and they're losing more and more hearts and minds every day. So, like tyrants in history, they double down when they start losing. When Hitler was losing the attack on England and on North Africa, what did he do? He invaded Poland. He invaded a bunch of other countries. What happened when he started losing those wars? He then invaded Russia. In fact, the actual order of it goes, first he invaded Poland, then he invaded some other areas, France, then he started attacking England, losing that, losing the North African conflict, and then he went into Russia. But the point is that that's what megalomaniacs do. And they double down even though it's going to ensure they're destroyed, because they subconsciously want to take everyone with them. And so that's what we're facing and dealing with here. And I want to have a larger debate about how we stop civil war, how we stop violence, and how we continue our nonviolent cultural revolution of freedom and liberty against their globalist revolution of transhumanism and corporate-run communism. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, and we're doing first-time callers for the first 20 calls of the board. Then after those 20 calls have been taken, we're going to move to the next folks, and Owen's going to do a great job. Just bam, 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 giving each person 60 seconds and then moving on to the next person. So you won't be sitting on hold a long time. We've been a lot better by actually going to your calls and actually taking them bam, bam, bam. But we're going to dispense with the pleasantries. We all love each other. And just like Rush Limbaugh used to say, just say ditto, and we know what that means. Now, if you disagree and hate us, by all means, call in. We'd love to hear why we're the bad guys and we're the establishment and I'm Lex Luthor and, you know, we're the insiders. No, we're not. We are the rebels and we are fighting the globalists at point blank range. Now, some of the other news on Infowars.com that we're dealing with is the first dog has monkeypox. There's been no deaths in the U.S. for monkeypox. We're told we need new lockdowns, new masks, new controls, but now a dog has it. And it's being reported by the local news. Not the national news, that the dog had been anally raped and it had anal monkeypox. So that's what happens in these cultures, folks, is they just get more and more decadent, more and more out of control. And that's why the fetish of the left now is the LGBTPQ, PPP, which is for pedophilia. Very, very serious situation. Also, Twitter is now banning a bunch of women that are complaining about big, giant men with shaved heads twice their size beating them up in rugby. Used to, beating up a girl was the worst thing you could do, other than, I guess, raping children. But the left is all about sex with children, forcibly sex-changing children, brainwashing them, men in MMA beating up women. I mean, this is just psychotic evil. Continuing, we're also going to be looking more at what you think the next shoe to drop is with MSNBC and others have their new hoax, their new talking point that, well, Trump was a Russian agent, or Trump tried to steal the election, or Trump stole the first election. All these other lies they've told that we now know were frauds. Well, now again, they're saying he's selling nuke secrets to the Russians and the Chinese. All of it a fraud, all of it a lie, as we get deeper and deeper into this Orwellian world. So 877-789-2539. We're going to be taking your phone calls today. I'm also shooting some reports on the street before I come back to Austin, Texas this afternoon that you'll see later on in the broadcast. But from the earlier subject of the weaponization of the judiciary, telling the jury I was already guilty, letting fake evidence be put on that I have $400 million and all this other garbage, we need to have a larger discussion about this because, again, this is the blueprint they're going to use against everybody else. Now, we're going to go to break here in just a few minutes. And when we come back, we're going to continue with the breaking news and with your phone calls, because I know Owen has a lot of news and a lot of clips and a lot of information that he wants to get to. When I return tomorrow, though, we have new insurance numbers out, and we have other numbers out around the Western world from coroners, from pathologists, and from undertakers, embalmers, people that work at funeral homes, confirming in triplicate, more than triplicate now, that there is the biggest increase in death from everybody ages 6 and up in Europe, in the U.S., in Canada, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Singapore, in every country that took the Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and J&J shots. All these shots do the same thing. Two of them are mRNA. The other two operate on a virus vector system, but they go in and program the body to create these deadly spike proteins. It is so huge that the insurance companies have confirmed what broke a year ago when a big German insurance company first reported it. Now, U.S. insurance companies, multinational insurance companies, some of these are the biggest insurance companies out there, that there is a massive increase in death. But you can also go to any big cemetery around your area, talk to the cemetery director, and they'll tell you that they're seeing a 40 to 50 times increase in the normal number of people they're burying at those cemeteries. Did you hear what I just said? We have just between the age of 18 and 63, what's working age, same numbers in Europe, same numbers here, a 40%+ increase in total number of deaths. Well, an increase like that is so many times higher than the normal year fluctuation year to year. A few percentage above the average, a few percentage below the average. Many years, the average stays the same. The death rate is 40+% in that demographic. And get ready for this. It's up 200+% in people above 65. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be covering this all in depth tomorrow. They're trying to distract us with the lawsuits and the attacks and the censorship away from our main mission that they have carried out of eugenics, massive Logan's Run depopulation operation right out of a science fiction dystopic book or movie against humanity right now. So tell everybody you know, tune in right now, call in, and let's talk about how we defend free speech, what the world would be like without InfoWars, and I'll see you on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Spiraling into a nightmare, the likes of which Orwell himself could not have predicted. Although, I do feel like I'm living in some sort of a cross between 1984 and Idiocracy. I get the flavor of both. I get the Idiocracy when I'm out in the public and you see the people or you see these goons that are in the Biden administration, like Jean Pierre. These are clowns. We've got a man that thinks he's a woman. Well, actually, more than one, I think. How many men that think they're women are in the Biden administration? They're setting records, folks. More men that have dressed like women than ever before in the Biden administration. Yes! All right! We did it! So what that the economy is tanking? So what the inner cities are overrun with violent crime and poverty and homelessness? Don't you know we got dudes dressed like chicks? What do you think about that? Oh, you wanted a strong border and a booming economy? Best I can do is a dude in a bra. Sorry. That's all I can offer you. We do have another guy over here who's bald, who kind of dresses like a chick too, but does the whole bald thing. So maybe if you don't want the dude that fully wants to dress like the chick with the hair and everything, he's bald with the dress on. You know, he's in charge of the nuclear strategies and stuff. All right, thumbs up, guys. We are doing good. No. All right, I am here now to take phone calls for the rest of the show. That is my job. I'm not even going to look at the news in front of me, even though it's very tempting. And I'm going to do my news coverage at 3 o'clock on the InfoWars War Room. So I'm going to take your calls. But we need to sell as many autographed books as possible today. That's what I want to do. Let's sell as many autographed books. Alex Jones' new book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's sell as many of those signed books today as possible. And I don't think Alex will hate me for it. He may have to sign 5,000, 10,000 books, but it's going to fund this transmission into the future so that we can stay on air as long as possible or forever. Or forever. Because you know, every day at 11 a.m. Central when the Alex Jones Show is supposed to go live, a bunch of far left radical communist liberals are rubbing their hands together hoping today's the day. Today's the day Jones won't be on air anymore. By the way, I'm tolerant. I'm a tolerant liberal. Yeah. We're going to crush that Alex Jones. And then 11 a.m. rolls around and they hear that deep, grisly, charcoal graveled voice. And they just seethe. They just seethe inside. Because they want this shut down so badly. But you know what? We're going to go to our great audience. We're going to hear from our great audience today as well. Because it's not just Alex Jones that they want to silence. It is you in the audience. So we're going to hear from you. The lines are filled. So if you hear someone hang up, that means a line has opened. But if you're going to call the line right now, they're all filled up. So once I start taking calls and dropping them, that's when you know a line will open. And we've already got the topics on the board here. So we'll just let you steer the ship is what we'll do. And in this process, let's sell as many of the new Alex Jones book as possible. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Signed copies available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when Alex gets back, he may shut that signed special down. So this might be the last day to even make that purchase. When he gets back in town, he may just nix that. So get your signed copy today at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. From now until probably 2 o'clock, unless there's something that changes course here, we are going to take your phone calls. And we are going to start with Mike right here in Texas. Mike, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Owen. I was there that Friday after the case in Austin wrapped up and the attorneys were coming out the front door of the courthouse in that heat and humidity that only South Texas can provide. And I heard first was Alex's lead attorney. He came out and told the interviewer that, yeah, we're pleased with the way this case went. And I was stunned. I didn't want to harass him while he was being interviewed, but as he and his colleague left, I said, "You're pleased with a $40 million award? Are you nuts?" And he just looked back at me with a sardonic smile and walked on. But then I stayed on for the knuckle draggers, the clowns who were destroying the legal system to get at Alex. And I know Alex knows the sound of my voice. I'm a retired doc. I don't often get the impulse to pound someone's head into sand, but I really wanted to go after these. There are about four guys, including the lead schmuck on the other side with some attractive young lady who was saying, I just don't understand how these people can be so callous. I was holding up a hand-drawn sign that said more people, how did I put that? It doesn't matter. It was questioning Sandy Hook, the truth of the story. And, you know, they looked at me with utter contempt as I looked at them.
Well, look, they flaunted their true agenda in their closing statements. They said this is all about shutting down Alex Jones and destroying Alex Jones and making sure that Alex Jones cannot exist anymore and that InfoWars goes away and nobody ever thinks about starting a free speech alternative news platform ever again. I mean, they just said that to the jury in their final statement. And, I mean, I guess the jury bought it. And, you know, the funny thing about that is, and I mean, look, I'm not going to speak for the lawyer. They were trying to get $300 million. They tried to claim that the value of InfoWars was $1 billion during the lawsuit. I mean, folks, the lies that these attorneys tell are just earth-shattering. He's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when Alex gets back, he may shut that signed special down. So this might be the last day to even make that purchase. When he gets back in town, he may just nix that. So get your signed copy today at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. From now until probably 2 o'clock, unless there's something that changes course here, we are going to take your phone calls. And we are going to start with Mike right here in Texas. Mike, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Owen. I was there that Friday after the case in Austin wrapped up and the attorneys were coming out the front door of the courthouse in that heat and humidity that only South Texas can provide. And I heard first was Alex's lead attorney. he came out and told the interviewer that, yeah, we're pleased with the way this case went. And I was stunned. I didn't want to harass him while he was being interviewed, but as he and his colleague left, I said, "You're
whatever they can do to us financially is one angle. It's really just about tarring and feathering Alex Jones for the public to see, to scare others off from questioning mainstream media government narratives."
I stayed on a couple hours to talk to this lady who said her name's Kim. She said she was a neighbor of Alex's mother, and I had no reason to doubt that. But we were both puzzled why there weren't more supporters out there.
I'll tell you why.
Yes.
You think us publicizing where that case was would be good headlines when they already try to make false claims like we're sending people after people, which never happened? So, yeah, inviting a bunch of people to show up outside of the courtroom to support us, probably they would use that against us in court. But, you know, I was going to say this, and Mike, thanks for the call. They added up the totals of the jury at the end of it, and I meant to ask a lawyer about this, but so they added it up. A couple of the jurors said $0. So what if 11 of the 12 jurors said $0, but one said $300 million, and then they would have gotten that $300 million number? That doesn't really seem right. A lot of chicanery going down in that.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Well, ask and I shall receive. I said, you know, I needed to ask a lawyer about that jury decision with that final number in the punitive judges, the judgment against Alex Jones and InfoWars. And it just so happens Robert Barnes is going to be joining me now at 1 o'clock. So I'll ask him that. We'll get into the latest on the Mar-a-Lago raid and other developments. But let's go back to the phone lines now, and we've got Craig in Ohio. Craig, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, first off, I really come to appreciate your analysis. You know, I obviously started watching with Alex and Harrison. You guys have done a great job, and the biggest thing is I'm glad you guys haven't completely dove in on the Mar-a-Lago thing. You keep covering other stuff because sometimes I think that stuff, a lot of times, a diversion, you know, just to take our focus off of stuff. So I think you
guys there's no doubt the Mar-a-Lago raid took our focus off a lot of things that developed, like the CDC saying that COVID is the flu, the FBI still refusing to turn over Hunter Biden's laptop. They're past their due date on that. And there was a lot of other stuff. The border, there's like a cartel war going on at the border right now.
Yep.
So there's all kinds of crazy stuff. But having said that, I mean, the Mar-a-Lago raid was obviously a very dangerous precedent-setting event and a historical event in our country's history. But there's also, for me, when I see all the other mainstream media covering an event and Fox News nightly covering the Mar-a-Lago raid with the best coverage I've seen on Fox News, like, ever, that takes the pressure off. That's like a big pressure reliever that we don't have to show up and score the touchdown on that coverage because others are.
Yeah.
I mean, every night on Fox News, someone's calling to dismantle the FBI. And it's just like, wow, talk about a pressure reliever.
Yeah, it's good to see, you know, and I think, like you said, and I think most people will agree, I think you guys have been driving that, and it's good to see it, you know, dripping over to the other news outlets. And
well, whether we're driving it or not, people are catching up, we'll put it that way.
Yep. So I've got a quick thing here. So, you know, I mean, I've been watching economy type stuff for 30 years and 30 plus years. And there's always a theme to this stuff, right? There's always a money and then there's a cover up, right? It's always a case. We could go back to Jekyll Island. We could, you know, we could go through all that stuff, right? Which you guys have covered through time very well. I think we're in the same thing here, right? I don't know how good this scam is, right? The Noval, Ferrari, and, you know, these guys say they have all this stuff. I'm not convinced they have it all. Sometimes I think they use that to sell to their corporate buddies, that they've got it all under control, get on board with us, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, it's like, have you ever seen, okay, let's use the Bugs Life analogy with the grasshoppers. They have the illusion of control, But as soon as the people decide to stand up for themselves, their control is gone.
Right. I think that's great. Here's the thing, though, is I don't think that we, right, as the other side, right, as people, you know, if we look at any war through history, right, we always had the ability to win it if we just could get together. You know, if we could just unite, right? They have no chance. But what I don't think we're doing, right, I'm not doing, you guys aren't doing, because we're not, like, calling people out. Like, who are they, right? You know, I mean, we throw out the names, Bill Gates and these other guys.
Well, here's been the problem over the years, Craig, and I think that we talk about Klaus Schwab, you just called in about Harari, you just mentioned Bill Gates. I mean, we obviously know who's corrupt in our government now. COVID really removed the veil of a lot of, I would say COVID and Trump removed the veil of a lot of deep state operations and a lot of deep state operatives. I mean, they have Peter Stroke going on MSNBC over the weekend talking about the integrity of the FBI. Peter Stroke, like that's his real name. And so, I mean, I think we are starting to realize who the bad guys are. I mean, there's obviously going to be the men in the shadows, but I think we do know, well, we know who's pulling the strings. I think we do know about the World Economic Forum. I think we do know about the Bilderberg Group. So I mean, Klaus Schwab and these people come out and say, we need to be prepared for an angry world. And now we're seeing it. We're seeing uprisings all across the planet. We're so good here in the U.S. We've got it so good off that we haven't had to have violent uprisings because people are so starved out with no hope for the future. But a lot of countries around the world are at that breaking point. And it's because they introduced the World Economic Forum green politics policies. And now they have no energy, they have no gas, they have no coal. And they're just violent uprisings. They're shutting down farmers. Farmers are rising up all over, too. Craig, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jonathan in Florida. Jonathan, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hard to say that this is very scary what's happening here, and these statements, these globalists, they're hiding behind trans people and green energy, because these are things that they can, if somebody goes against these things, it's very easy for them to call them a bigot, and it's very easy for them to say, oh, you just don't care about the planet. So they have this sort of a virtue is sort of on their side, but not really.
Yeah, that's what they, I don't know if there's really a word for that phenomenon or propaganda, but it's the same thing they do with, like, oh, we're Black Lives Matter. Well, if you criticize that, yep, you're racist. Well, it has nothing to do with black, yep, people. They just use black people as a mask, as a front. It's like corporate blackface or political blackface to run their ram their agenda through without anybody stepping up to them.
Yep. They prop up an enemy and then hide behind the opposition to that propped up enemy. So that is the psychology behind them. And they also have the resentful people, just, you know, regular resentful people, because even Nazi Germany and Cuba and all these socialist agendas have all been propagated by resentment for rich people, because most people, let's face it, are lazy and don't want to work. So they also have the majority of people under the belt that fit into that category.
And I wish that you could get the average low-level communist understand this. All communism does is just increase the difference between the haves and the have-nots. And so that's really what we're seeing more than anything right now, is just the gap between the haves and the have-nots is widening.
And they don't care, because they promise, they think that anybody that has success or anything is just evil, and they don't care. A lot of it is sadistic. They want to see America fall. They want to
absolutely
see people suffer. They love watching Trump go through this. They love watching Alex Jones go through this. They love torturing anybody that has any sense of God and truth in them.
Yeah, just look at how they dance and parade around and celebrate like heathens when they tear down a statue of, you know, Thomas Jefferson or something.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for the call. Remember, they tore down that statue. I forget where it was. We can probably find the footage that toppled and it landed on a guy and busted his skull wide open. I don't know if he survived that. He was in a coma for like a year, I think. I mean, you can see like the thing topples on his head and like a fragment of his skull is exposed. I mean, that's like barbaric heathens in a deranged, psychotic, mass mental illness ritual. It's like, oh my gosh, we're taking down this inanimate object because we're told to hate it. It's been there for decades. Like, oh, now we want to take it down. And then they're all hopping up and down. Aha, and they get the statue down and then smashes a guy right in the head. Like, you're out of control. You are out of control. Let's go to Flash in South Carolina. Flash, yeah, there it is right there. I think it was maybe in New Orleans. I don't remember, but yeah. They take it down, topples a guy, and I think it killed him. Boom. And look, they all just kind of stand around like, oh my gosh, oh, what have we done? What have we done? Well, you're out of control. You've had a psychotic break. Flash, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know if you could hear me. Hey,
no, sorry, I kept talking over you.
Oh, I didn't know, man. My phone, for some reason, it jumped to a different part of the show. It was really strange. The reason I'm calling in, it has to do with censorship. And until people have a way to communicate with each other and do it without being obstructed, this problem we're having is not going to end. Now, for a good while, I've been working on something that I'm calling the Patriot Phone Book. It can be for liberal or conservative, doesn't matter what your political views are. It allows people to go in and they can leave email addresses, they can grab email addresses from people from state by state where they're at. And what this will allow them to do, this will allow them to form basically just little chapters with each other. They're outside media, so in other words, they can't be shut off by YouTube or something like that. And this is just so great
to hear because, I mean, I get guests on about this. So many Americans are hearing the call of Paul Revere now, and they're doing what you're doing. They're building contact lists. They're building different social media platforms, different payment processors. They're organizing to make sure Absolutely. That we filter out rhino Democrat Republicans from the Republican primaries. So they're getting involved. They're getting on city councils and parent teachers boards. Did Joe Biden have it 4 times? Or was it, does he still have it? Do we know? Nobody knows. Where is Joe anyway? Is he back from vacation yet, or is he still out there biking around? Yeah, President MIA. Missing in action. We may need to have a silver alert. We don't know where Joe Biden is. And then every time Kamala Harris pops up out of nowhere, she has some ridiculous word mashup that she thinks is somehow so philosophical, and it's just like low IQ dribble, and she just stands up there. She thinks she's a genius. Meanwhile, the country is just falling apart, totally embarrassed. We have a White House that doesn't even work. Like, now's the time when you might need a leader to step up and maybe do something for you. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. Yeah, we don't know. But hey, we've got the Cabbage Patch Kid, Jean Pierre. She'll go do a TV interview. How about that? Sure, she's not very bright, but you know, she's black and gay. So, come on. Gotta like that. You gotta like that a lot.
Not really.
Folks, I want to make Alex Jones sign 10,000 of these books right here. Sorry, Alex. Sorry. But I want to do it to you. The Great Reset by Alex Jones, autographed copy. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can't get the official signed copy of Alex Jones, The Great Reset and the War for the World anywhere else. Only at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's make him sign 10,000 of those. I want Alex Jones to have carpal tunnel syndrome. How do you like that? All right, let's go back to the phone lines now. We've got... This can't be real. I know I'm in the Twilight Zone. Are you seeing this right here? I've got John in Wisconsin twice on the board back to back, but one just called in. So if you're the John that hasn't been on hold that long, I'm going to the John that's been on hold for half an hour. So John in Wisconsin, one of the two Johns in Wisconsin here. Man, I'm this is wild. All right, John in Wisconsin, one, go.
Hey, how you doing, man? I don't know why I'm on there twice, but can you hear me?
Well, you're multidimensional today. You're calling in from multiple... dimensions.
I called a couple times and I hung up and got through, so stoked to be on the line here. Long time listener, big fan. Today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about my theory on QAnon and how it's being used to silence free speech, and how my interpretation of it, I followed it, but I wasn't a believer in it. I love analyzing conspiracy theories. I think they're fascinating. And so my ultimate conclusion on it was that it was actually a left-wing LARP. And I don't know if you remember, the Qism was it all for a LARP? And yeah, I think it was. It was a left-wing LARP, and that's where the deception lies. So,
LARP, I mean, you think it was a Democrat or a liberal like running it, like as a joke?
That's, I mean, I'm running it by you, but that's what I've come to believe. So I think.
Well, I don't think, here's what I don't know what the true origins originally of QAnon were, and there were people that are pretty big in media, I won't name names, but they're very influential and big followings in media, that when Q first started, they told me how they knew Q, and they knew Q was the real deal, and so I don't know if they were lying to me, or maybe there was some good people that were Q, but at the end of the day, Q was, I believe, a probably FBI or something running Q at the end of the day. They commandeered it if it was ever legitimate. They took it over, and then it was a total psyop used to set people up on January 6th.
Oh, 100%, 100%. So that's what I wanted to say, is that I believe that it was actually created as the controlled opposition for the Great Reset.
Because why are they not? Here's the proof right here. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. How come the January 6th committee, or the FBI, or anybody talking about January 6th, how come not a single one of them has brought up QAnon now? They brought up QAnon all the time leading up to the election. They would say QAnon this, QAnon that. Now that they're doing their investigations into January 6th, they won't even mention QAnon. That's clearly the giveaway right there.
Austin III, the Secretary of Defense. I have taken 4 COVID vaccines. 4. That's 4 more than you. So I'm obviously better than you. I have 4 COVID vaccines. Say the line. I have tested positive for COVID-19, but because of my vaccination status, I am only suffering from low to mild symptoms. If I hadn't gotten my 4 injections, certainly right now I would be dead. Like everyone we said would be dead that didn't take the vaccine. But now everyone that takes the vaccine is getting sick. Of course, the CDC just admitted that COVID is basically the flu. We still gotta have a press release statement. He's got COVID. Alright, he's sick. Have a cup of chicken soup. Take a rest. You'll be fine. But hey, that vaccine. Hey, you know, they were giving away free vaccines this weekend. I was tempted to get 9. Because if it's free, give me 3. No, I'm serious. I mean, this is a historic moment in my life right here, actually. This is me at an MLS soccer game. And I was so inspired that I had to get a COVID-19 vaccine. And they were so bored. They had so many vaccines and no one to take. I just kept showing up. They just kept jacking right into my vein and hitting me with that magical sauce. And next thing you know, I'm like seizing on the field. Like, ah, 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 ah. And I said, hey, whoa, calm down, guys. I'm just having a vaccine reaction. Totally normal. Free vaccine at the soccer game. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. You have to laugh. It's just so ridiculous. And ironically enough, as I'm standing there and I'm having my picture taken in front of the free COVID-19 vaccine tent, I mean, this is a historic moment, folks. Not every day you get a free mRNA injection. And I got 10 of them in one shot. But I'm sitting there making fun of this thing, and a lady walks by, and she's like, yeah, the vaccine is stupid or whatever. She's like, oh, I had to get the vaccine to travel internationally, and I was so sick I couldn't travel. Yeah. Hey, but thank God you got that vaccine, Lloyd Austin.
because I guess you'd be like us unvaccinated people, dead. I'm dead, according to them. I never got the vaccine, and they said I'd be dead by now. Amazing stuff. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Folks, remember, get your autographed copy of Alex Jones' new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Get your signed copy right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And then go to your local MLS game and get a free COVID vaccine, or get three of them or 10 of them, or bring five different shirts, you know, show up in a different outfit every time. Maybe bring on your glasses, take them on, take them off. And then you get 10 free vaccines in one game. That's what it's all about, folks. That's what it's all about. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We've got Danny in New York. Danny, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, I am a retired deputy sheriff in Rochester, New York, which is one of the most dangerous cities in the country to live in. In about 2 weeks, we got the final countdown. Our governor has made virtually every area that you can go into a quote-unquote sensitive area. That means you can't carry a firearm into any of those areas.
And, of course, those are the most dangerous areas in New York, with probably the highest rate of gun crime.
Not only gun crime, carjackings are spiked in Rochester right now. It's bad. My friend's daughter just got carjacked. And, you know, there's shootings every single night. You know, it's out of hand. And, you know, you figure after 25 plus years of working as a deputy sheriff that there would be at least, and I don't want to say we're categorized as anything special. We shouldn't be treated anything different than anybody else. But not even myself has an exception against these rules.
So wait. Is it only police officers that can carry that in those zones?
Well, from my idea, they're exempt as an LEO or peace officers, but retired peace officers, as of right now, peace or police officers, are not included in the exemption list. You would have to actually probably become an
armed. I mean, that is just crazy. That is just insane. Like, why? I mean, just think about the common sense of it. Why would you tell criminals you're disarmed? Like, what? It's mind-boggling. The complete illogic of it.
I'm sure you heard some of the rules associated with these restrictions that she laid down, especially with businesses, that they have to post a sign on their window that says, we allow guns inside here, it's okay to come
in. I mean, this is like a comedy skit.
They're supposed to be concealed, brother.
Here, guys, pull up, you said this was in Rochester. Guys, pull up a map of the New York boroughs or whatever. And I mean, because, I mean, this is, honestly, this is a comedy skit. Because it's like, okay, all right, everyone. This part of the map, it's like, I'm the governor. This part of the map right here, no one has a gun. Right here, at this part, you're not allowed to have a gun. So if there's any criminals listening, don't go here. This is not where you want to go. There are no guns allowed here. No citizens can have a gun either. And we're no exception to the rule. And we're going to defund the police and disarm the police. And they don't go there either. Yes, right here, guys. See, no guns allowed. So if you're a criminal listening, right here, you see this? You are not allowed to have a gun there. So all law-abiding citizens will be disarmed, all right? So if you're a criminal, do not go to this part of the map. There are no guns here allowed. Don't go here. Oh, I wonder what the reaction to that's going to be, Danny.
Well, let me tell you something. Another thing just happened just a few days ago. They made an announcement that no active law enforcement officers are allowed to carry at the New York State Fair whatsoever. So now,
so the skit continues.
Active law enforcement.
So the skit continues. Not only are there no guns in this exact specific area, we will not have any armed police officers there enter. Ever. Never. So there you go. We've done it. We defeated crime.
Hey,
no,
brother,
you just did the exact opposite.
Not even Snake Plissken can bust us out of New York at this time. It's bad.
That is insane, Danny. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Paul in Florida. Paul, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I can't believe what's going on right now. I just can't even believe that people don't believe it. That's what blows me away the most is the damn